Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
It seems to me that the fundamental aspect of viewing art is inquiry. That is to say, every work of art is a mystery until we start asking a few questions. When you look at a painting or a photograph, what are the questions that come to mind? For example, what questions come to mind when you see the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci? Famous painting. You probably know a lot about it. But if you've never seen it and you see it for the first time, what would you wonder? What would you question? What would you naturally be curious about? Things like, who is this? Is she important? Where was this painted? Who painted it? When did they paint it? Fundamental questions. And wouldn't those all apply also if you were looking at a Rembrandt portrait, for example, maybe one you've never seen before? And I think these questions apply perfectly well to photography, too. Wouldn't they be the same questions you'd ask the first time you saw Migrant Mother by Dorothea Lange? Who is this? Where is she? When was this photographed? As a matter of fact, I'd go so far as to say that if we don't have questions about a work of art, that's a terrible failure for not only the artwork, but maybe for the artist who created it. Artwork is all about questions and inquiry and curiosity and something going on that we don't know about, which means somebody somewhere has to explain it. A docent, an introductory text, a museum guide, or maybe even art education. And the more you think about this business about questions that are prompted by artwork, the deeper these questions become. For example, let's imagine you're looking at the famous Edward Weston Pepper number 30. I've talked about this so many times, I really need to find a different image to talk about, but it does illustrate the point. If you've never seen that, and you may not have unless you're deeply involved in photography the way we all are, if you're just a general member of the public and you see Pepper number 30, what are you going to ask? Who made it? What is it? Where was it made? When was it made? But there's questions that go beyond those surface questions. That applies to photography, too. Let's imagine you're looking for the first time ever at Ansel Adams' famous print of Yosemite Valley, Clearing Winter Storm. If you've never seen that photograph before, aren't some questions going to pop to mind? Who is the photographer? What are we looking at? Where is this beautiful, gorgeous place? When was this photograph made? Those are the surface questions. But because it's photography, and because we're living in the early decades of digital processing, those aren't the only questions we're likely to ask. We're probably going to be tempted to add a couple more questions that are unique to photography, particularly questions asked by photographers. How did he make that photograph? It's so spectacular. And, of course, all of us who own cameras, whether we're photographers or not, we have an iPhone or whatever, we make pictures, and our pictures don't look like his picture did. So how did he make it? What magic did he use? How was he able to make such a wonderful photograph when ours don't look like that? And now, here a couple of decades into digital photography and on the cusp of AI, another question comes to mind almost immediately. Is it truthful? I find myself asking this question more and more when I look at photographs. It has become so easy for photographs to be fiction, to lie, to not be truthful to the roots of photography. And the more spectacular the photograph we see, the more that nagging question about whether or not it's truthful seems to come to mind. Would we ask that question of the Mona Lisa, is it truthful? Or a Rembrandt portrait, is it truthful? Or as far as that goes, any painting, would we ask, is it truthful? But it's becoming an important question in photography, because of the expectations we've had that photography is truthful, is faithful, is an accurate recording of what the photographer saw. But in fact, those of us who are photographers know that hasn't been true since the beginning of photography. Trick photography has existed since its earliest days. But now, it's become so easy to make unfaithful photographs that it becomes one of the first questions we want to ask, particularly when we see something that's extraordinarily spectacular. Is it truthful? Are those colors real, or were they artificially intensified by the photographer? What I'm trying to get at here is that viewing art is a series of questions, some of which are obvious and surface questions, some of which scratch the surface a little bit and dig a little deeper. But then there are questions that go even deeper than that. Can't we look at any piece of artwork and ask questions like, why did the artist create this? Let me be more specific. Why did you create that last photograph that you did, or that last project that you did? Why? Another way I've asked this question in other podcasts is, if you're a landscape photographer anyway, imagine all the trees you walked past or drove past that didn't strike you as being photogenic, and then all of a sudden here's a tree that is, so you stop and you make a picture. Why? Why was that tree significant and all the others not worthy of your efforts? Why is a question that is filled with depth and mystery, both from the viewer's point of view and from the creator's point of view? Why did the creator make it? Why should we, as the public, view it? Why should we care that they made this piece of artwork? What expectations do we have that this artwork is going to be important to us? Why should we take the time to look at it? Those are deep questions. Those are difficult questions. But we're not done. With any piece of artwork that you create, I might ask, who is it for? Is it for just yourself? Is it for your family? Is it for your friends? Do you make this photograph to win a contest or a prize, or to share with your photo buddies? Or is it intended for the public? And if so, how? And why would they care? Our family and friends care about our photographs because they care about us. But someone off the street, why would they care about our photograph? And it seems to me that if we make a photograph that's for the public as well as for ourselves, there'd better be some pretty good reasons why the public ought to be interested in the photograph. And assuming they have the time and inclination to look at your photograph and try to understand it, can they? Or is there a barrier between what they see and what you'd like them to see? Because there are certain things they don't know. You have background as the maker that maybe they don't have. What do they need to know beforehand in order to really appreciate your photograph? And how do we get that across? There are some obvious ways, things like titles and captions and artist statements and docents and voiceovers and PDF introductions. But how do we get them to consume all of that information before they look at our photographs? If there are things that they need to know before they can appreciate the photograph, then wouldn't it make sense that we need to put a lot of time and energy into that to make sure that that knowledge is available to them beforehand, or they're likely to look at our artwork and just scratch their head and say, I don't understand, because they don't have the necessary background. Another question that always seems to come to mind when I think about these things is, what is the purpose of the photograph? Is it decor? Is it entertainment? Is it educational? Is it explanatory? Is it merely a photographer bragging about the travel to exotic locations that they've done? Is there a societal commentary that's taking place in the photograph? I would propose that every picture has a purpose. Sometimes it may be as simple as, look at this, as a photographer I found it fascinating. But that's not a very substantial reason for someone to want to see it, unless there's some other information that they can learn, that they can absorb, that makes the photograph meaningful and important to them? Said another way, does it matter that you've made this photograph, that the viewer has taken the time to look at this photograph? And if you want it to matter, how? What is the viewer supposed to get out of it? What connection do you want them to make when they look at your photograph? Is it a connection to a universal idea, a philosophical statement? Or is it as simple as, gee, isn't this beautiful? And if it is, gee, isn't this beautiful, is that important enough to get people to take time out of their life and to spend it with your precious artwork? And try, on their part, to make the connection between you and the artwork and their consciousness as the viewer. I could go on. I think there's lots of other questions that can be important when we're looking at artwork, but I don't want to overcomplicate this. I'm hoping that it actually becomes a series of questions that you'll ask of your own work, of your next project, of the work that you love from other photographers and painters and poets and musicians, because I think these questions are fundamental to all artwork. Who, what, where, and when are universal, but they're also not very informative. They're the surface questions that we all ask and hopefully answer when we're looking at artwork. But I really believe that photography stretches farther than that the minute we start asking, how was it made and is it truthful? Those are unique to photography, at least to some degree, but even those don't plumb the depths. Why do you photograph it? Who is it for? What do they need to know beforehand? What is the photograph's purpose? And does it matter? These are not idle questions. These are questions I think are actually worth asking and trying to answer. Write it down. Be specific. Think deeply. Because I think the more successfully we can answer these questions, both in the making of our artwork, in the distribution of our artwork, and to help the viewers in the consumption of our artwork, these are the kinds of questions that do help make their artwork important and meaningful and filled with connection. If I'm right that artwork is all about inquiry and the questions that come from viewing someone's creation, then doesn't it make sense that we should put some time and effort developing not only the right questions but the right answers to share with our viewers in the hopes that our artwork will become meaningful to them instead of just a series of surface questions that are unimportant if they're answered or not?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.